Proverbs, chapter 1. These are the proverbs of King Solomon of Israel, the son of David. Proverbs will teach you wisdom and self-control, and how to understand sayings with deep meanings. You will learn what is right and honest and fair. From these, an ordinary person can learn to be smart, and young people can gain knowledge and good sense. If you are already wise, you will become even wiser. And if you are smart, you will learn to understand proverbs and sayings, as well as words of wisdom and all kinds of riddles. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge. Only a fool rejects wisdom and good advice.
My child, obey the teachings of your parents, and wear their teachings as you would a lovely hat or a pretty necklace. Don't be tempted by sinners, or listen when they say,
"Come on, let's gang up and kill somebody just for the fun of it. They're well and healthy now, but we'll finish them off once and for all. We'll take their valuables and fill our homes with stolen goods. If you join our gang, you'll get your share."
Don't follow anyone like that or do what they do. They are in a big hurry to commit some crime, perhaps even murder. They are like a bird that sees the bait but ignores the trap. They gang up to murder someone, but they are the victims. The wealth you get from crime robs you of your life. Wisdom shouts in the streets wherever crowds gather. She shouts in the marketplaces and near the city gates as she says to the people,
"How much longer will you enjoy being stupid fools? Won't you ever stop sneering and laughing at knowledge? Listen as I correct you and tell you what I think. You completely ignored me and refused to listen. You rejected my advice and paid no attention when I warned you. So when you are struck by some terrible disaster, or when trouble and distress surround you like a whirlwind, I will laugh and make fun. You will ask for my help, but I won't listen. You will search, but you won't find me. No, you would not learn. And you refused to respect the Lord. You rejected my advice and paid no attention when I warned you. Now you will eat the fruit of what you have done, until you are stuffed full with your own schemes. Sin and self-satisfaction bring destruction and death to stupid fools. But if you listen to me, you will be safe and secure without fear of disaster."
Proverbs, chapter 2.
My child, you must follow and treasure my teachings and my instructions. Keep in tune with wisdom, and think what it means to have common sense. Beg as loud as you can for good common sense. Search for wisdom as you would search for silver or hidden treasure. Then you will understand what it means to respect and to know the Lord God.
All wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding. God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys Him, and protects all of those who live as they should. God sees that justice is done, and He watches over everyone who is faithful to Him. With wisdom you will learn what is right and honest and fair.
Wisdom will control your mind, and you will be pleased with knowledge. Sound judgment and good sense will watch over you. Wisdom will protect you from evil schemes and from those liars who turn from doing good to live in the darkness. Most of all, they enjoy being mean and deceitful. They are dishonest themselves, and all they do is crooked. Wisdom will protect you from the smooth talk of a sinful woman who breaks her wedding vows and leaves the man she married when she was young. The road to her house leads down to the dark world of the dead. Visit her, and you will never find the road to life again. Follow the example of good people and live an honest life. If you are honest and innocent, you will keep your land. If you do wrong and can never be trusted, you will be rooted out.
Proverbs, Chapter 3.
My child, remember my teachings and instructions, and obey them completely. They will help you live a long and prosperous life. Let love and loyalty always show like a necklace, and write them in your mind. God and people will like you and consider you a success. With all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let Him lead you, and He will clear the road for you to follow. Don't ever think that you are wise enough, but respect the Lord and stay away from evil. This will make you healthy, and you will feel strong. Honor the Lord by giving Him your money and the first part of all your crops. Then you will have more grain and grapes than you will ever need. My child, don't turn away or become bitter when the Lord corrects you. The Lord corrects everyone He loves, just as parents correct their favorite child.
God blesses everyone who has wisdom and common sense. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It makes you much richer than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than precious jewels. Nothing you want compares with her. In her right hand, wisdom holds a long life, and in her left hand are wealth and honor. Wisdom makes life pleasant and leads us safely along. Wisdom is a life-giving tree, the source of happiness for all who hold on to her. By His wisdom and knowledge, the Lord created heaven and earth. By His understanding, He let the ocean break loose and clouds release the rain.
My child, use common sense and sound judgment. Always keep them in mind. They will help you to live a long and beautiful life. You will walk safely and never stumble. You will rest without a worry and sleep soundly. So don't be afraid of sudden disasters or storms that strike those who are evil. You can be sure that the Lord will protect you from harm. Do all you can for everyone who deserves your help. Don't tell your neighbor to come back tomorrow if you can help today. Don't try to be mean to neighbors who trust you. Don't argue just to be arguing when you haven't been hurt. Don't be jealous of cruel people or follow their example. The Lord doesn't like anyone who is dishonest, but He lets good people be His friends. He places a curse on the home of everyone who is evil, but He blesses the home of every good person. The Lord sneers at those who sneer at Him, but He is kind to everyone who is humble. You will be praised if you are wise, but you will be disgraced if you are a stubborn fool.
Proverbs chapter 4.
My child, listen closely to my teachings and learn common sense. My advice is useful, so don't turn away. When I was still very young and my mother's favorite child, my father said to me,
"If you follow my teachings and keep them in mind, you will live. Be wise and learn good sense. Remember my teachings and do what I say. If you love wisdom and don't reject her, she will watch over you. The best thing about wisdom is wisdom herself. Good sense is more important than anything else. If you value wisdom and hold tightly to her, great honors will be yours. It will be like wearing a glorious crown of beautiful flowers."
My child, if you listen and obey my teachings, you will live a long time. I have shown you the way that makes sense. I have guided you along the right path. Your road won't be blocked, and you won't stumble when you run. Hold firmly to my teaching and never let go. It will mean life for you. Don't follow the bad example of cruel and evil people. Turn aside and keep going. Stay away from them. They can't sleep or rest until they do wrong or harm some innocent victim. Their food and drink are violence and cruelty.
The lifestyle of good people is like sunlight at dawn that keeps getting brighter until broad daylight.
The lifestyle of the wicked is like total darkness, and they will never know what makes them stumble.
My child, listen carefully to everything I say. Don't forget a single word, but think about it all. Knowing these teachings will mean true life and good health for you. Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. Never tell lies or be deceitful in what you say. Keep looking straight ahead without turning aside. Know where you are headed, and you will stay on solid ground. Don't make a mistake by turning to the right or the left.
Proverbs, chapter 5.
My son, if you listen closely to my wisdom and good sense, you will have sound judgment, and you will always know the right thing to say.
The words of an immoral woman may be as sweet as honey and as smooth as olive oil, but all that you really get from being with her is bitter poison and pain. If you follow her, she will lead you down to the world of the dead. She has missed the path that leads to life and doesn't even know it.
My son, listen to me and do everything I say. Stay away from a bad woman. Don't even go near the door of her house. You will lose your self-respect and end up in debt to some cruel person for the rest of your life. Strangers will get your money and everything else you have worked for. When it's all over, your body will waste away as you groan and shout.
I hated advice and correction. I paid no attention to my teachers, and now I am disgraced in front of everyone.
You should be faithful to your wife just as you take water from your own well. And don't be like a stream from which just any woman may take a drink. Save yourself for your wife, and don't have sex with other women. Be happy with the wife you married when you were young. She is beautiful and graceful, just like a deer. You should be attracted to her and stay deeply in love. Don't go crazy over a woman who is unfaithful to her own husband. The Lord sees everything, and He watches us closely. Sinners are trapped and caught by their own evil deeds. They get lost and die because of their foolishness and lack of self-control.
Proverbs chapter 6.
My child, suppose you agree to pay the debt of someone who cannot repay a loan. Then you are trapped by your own words, and you are now in the power of someone else. Here is what you should do. Go and beg for permission to call off the agreement. Do this before you fall asleep or even get sleepy. Save yourself just as a deer or a bird tries to escape from a hunter.
You lazy people can learn by watching an anthill. Ants don't have leaders, but they store up food during harvest season. How long will you lie there doing nothing at all? When are you going to get up and stop sleeping? Sleep a little. Doze a little. Fold your hands and twiddle your thumbs. Suddenly everything is gone, as though it had been taken by an armed robber.
Worthless liars go around winking and giving signals to deceive others. They are always thinking up something cruel and evil, and they stir up trouble. But they will be struck by sudden disaster and left without a hope. There are 6 or 7 kinds of people the Lord doesn't like. Those who are too proud, or tell lies, or murder. Those who make evil plans, or are quick to do wrong. Those who tell lies in court, or stir up trouble in a family.
Obey the teaching of your parents. Always keep it in mind, and never forget it. Their teaching will guide you when you walk, protect you when you sleep, and talk to you when you are awake. The law of the Lord is a lamp, and its teachings shine brightly. Correction and self-control will lead you through life. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife.
Don't let yourself be attracted by the charm and lovely eyes of someone like that. A woman who sells her love can be bought for as little as the price of a meal. But making love to another man's wife will cost you everything. If you carry burning coals, you burn your clothes. If you step on hot coals, you burn your feet. And if you go to bed with another man's wife, you pay the price. We don't put up with thieves, not even with one who steals for something to eat. and thieves who get caught must pay back 7 times what was stolen and lose everything. But if you go to bed with another man's wife, you will destroy yourself by your own stupidity. You will be beaten and forever disgraced, because a jealous husband can be furious and merciless when he takes revenge. He won't let you pay him off, no matter what you offer.
Proverbs chapter 7.
My son, pay close attention and don't forget what I tell you to do. Obey me and you will live. Let my instructions be your greatest treasure. Keep them at your fingertips and write them in your mind.
Let wisdom be your sister, and may common sense your closest friend. They will protect you from the flattering words of someone else's wife.
From the window of my house, I once happened to see some foolish young men. It was late in the evening, sometime after dark. One of these young men turned the corner and was walking by the house of an unfaithful wife. She was dressed fancy, like a woman of the street, with only one thing in mind. She was one of those women who are loud and restless and never stay at home, who walk street after street, waiting to trap a man. She grabbed him and kissed him, and with no sense of shame, she said,
"I had to offer a sacrifice, and there is enough meat left over for a feast. So I came looking for you, and here you are. The sheets on my bed are bright-coloured cloth from Egypt, and I have covered it with perfume made of myrrh, aloes and cinnamon. Let's go there and make love all night. My husband is travelling and he's far away. He took a lot of money along and he won't be back home before the middle of the month."
And so she tricked him with all of her sweet talk and her flattery. Right away he followed her like an ox on the way to be slaughtered, or like a fool on the way to be punished and killed with arrows. He was no more than a bird rushing into a trap without knowing it would cost him his life. My son, pay close attention to what I have said. Don't even think about that kind of woman, or let yourself be misled by someone like her. Such a woman has caused the downfall and destruction of a lot of men. Her house is a one-way street, leading straight down to the world of the dead.
Proverbs chapter 8. With great understanding, wisdom is calling out as she stands at the crossroads and on every hill. She stands by the city gate where everyone enters the city, and she shouts,
"I'm calling out to each one of you. Good sense and sound judgment can be yours. Listen, because what I say is worthwhile and right. I always speak the truth and refuse to tell a lie. Every word I speak is honest. Not one is misleading or deceptive. If you have understanding, you will see that my words are just what you need. Let instruction and knowledge mean more to you than silver or the finest gold. Wisdom is worth much more than precious jewels or anything else you desire. I am wisdom. Common sense is my closest friend. I possess knowledge and sound judgment. If you respect the Lord, you will hate evil. I hate pride and conceit and deceitful lies. I am strong, and I offer sensible advice and sound judgment. By my power, kings govern, and rulers make laws that are fair. Every honest leader rules with help from me. I love everyone who loves me, and I will be found by all who honestly search. I can make you rich and famous, important and successful. What you receive from me is more valuable than even the finest gold or the purest silver. I always do what is right, and I give great riches to everyone who loves me. From the beginning, I was with the Lord. I was there before he began to create the earth. At the very first, the Lord gave life to me. When I was born, there were no oceans or springs of water. My birth was before mountains were formed or hills were put in place. It happened long before God had made the earth or any of its fields or even the dust. I was there when the Lord put the heavens in place and stretched the sky over the surface of the sea. I was with him when he placed the clouds in the sky and created the springs that fill the ocean. I was there when he set boundaries for the sea to make it obey him, and when he laid foundations to support the earth. I was right beside the Lord, helping him plan and build. I made him happy each day, and I was happy at his side. I was pleased with his world and pleased with its people. Pay attention, my children. Follow my advice and you will be happy. Listen carefully to my instructions and you will be wise. Come to my home each day and listen to me. You will find happiness. By finding me, you find life. And the Lord will be pleased with you. But if you don't find me, you hurt only yourself. And if you hate me, you are in love with death.
Proverbs chapter 9.
Wisdom has built her house with its seven columns. She has prepared the meat and set out the wine. Her feast is ready. She has sent her servant women to announce her invitation from the highest hills.
Everyone who is ignorant or foolish is invited. All of you are welcome to my meat and wine. If you want to live, give up your foolishness and let understanding guide your steps. Correct a worthless bragger, and all you get are insults and injuries. Any bragger you correct will only hate you. But if you correct someone who has common sense, you will be loved. If you have good sense, instruction will help you to have even better sense. And if you live right, education will help you to know even more. Respect and obey the Lord. This is the beginning of wisdom. To have understanding, you must know the Holy God. I am wisdom. If you follow me, you will live a long time.
Good sense is good for you, but if you brag, you hurt yourself.
Stupidity is reckless, senseless, and foolish. She sits in front of her house and on the highest hills in the town. She shouts to everyone who passes by, "If you are stupid, come on inside." And to every fool she says, "Stolen water tastes best, and the food you eat in secret tastes best of all." None who listen to stupidity understand that her guests are as good as dead.
Proverbs chapter 10.
Here are some proverbs of Solomon.
Children with good sense make their parents happy, but foolish children make them sad. What you gain by doing evil won't help you at all, but being good can save you from death.
If you obey the Lord, you won't go hungry. If you are wicked, God won't let you have what you want. Laziness leads to poverty.
Hard work makes you rich. At harvest season, it's smart to work hard, but stupid to sleep.
Everyone praises good people, but evil hides behind the words of the wicked.
Good people are remembered long after they are gone, but the wicked are soon forgotten. If you have good sense, you will listen and obey.
If all you do is talk, you will destroy yourself.
You will be safe if you always do right.
But you will get caught if you are dishonest. Deceit causes trouble, and foolish talk will bring you to ruin.
The words of good people are a source of life.
But evil hides behind the words of the wicked. Hatred stirs up trouble.
Love overlooks the wrongs that others do. If you have good sense, it will show when you speak.
But if you are stupid, you will be beaten with a stick.
If you have good sense, you will learn all you can.
But foolish talk will soon destroy you.
Great wealth can be a fortress.
But poverty is no protection at all.
If you live right, the reward is a good life.
If you are evil, all you have is sin.
Accept correction, and you will find life.
Reject correction, and you will miss the road. You can hide your hatred by telling lies, but you are a fool to spread lies. You will say the wrong thing if you talk too much.
So be sensible, and watch what you say. The words of a good person are like pure silver.
But the thoughts of an evil person are almost worthless.
Many are helped by useful instruction.
But fools are killed by their own stupidity.
When the Lord blesses you with riches, you have nothing to regret.
Fools enjoy doing wrong.
But anyone with good sense enjoys acting wisely.
What evil people dread most will happen to them.
But good people will get what they want most.
Those crooks will disappear when a storm strikes.
But God will keep safe all who obey Him.
Having a lazy person on the job is like a mouthful of vinegar or smoke in your eyes.
If you respect the Lord, you will live longer.
If you keep doing wrong, your life will be cut short.
If you obey the Lord, you will be happy.
But there is no future for the wicked.
The Lord protects everyone who lives right.
But He destroys anyone who does wrong.
Good people will stand firm.
But the wicked will lose their land.
Honest people speak sensibly.
But deceitful liars will be silenced.
If you obey the Lord, you will always know the right thing to say.
But no one will trust you if you tell lies.
Proverbs chapter 11.
The Lord hates anyone who cheats.
But He likes everyone who is honest.
Too much pride can put you to shame.
It's wiser to be humble. If you do the right thing, honesty will be your guide.
But if you are crooked, you will be trapped by your own dishonesty. When God is angry, money won't help you.
Obeying God is the only way to be saved from death. If you are truly good, you will do right.
If you are wicked, you will be destroyed by your own sin.
Honesty can keep you safe.
But if you can't be trusted, you trap yourself. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them.
Trouble goes right past the Lord's people and strikes the wicked.
Dishonest people use gossip to destroy their neighbors.
Good people are protected by their own good sense. When honest people prosper and the wicked disappear, the whole city celebrates. When God blesses His people, their city prospers, but deceitful liars can destroy a city.
It's stupid to say bad things about your neighbors.
If you are sensible, you will keep quiet.
A gossip tells everything.
But a true friend will keep a secret.
A city without wise leaders will end up in ruin.
A city with many wise leaders will be kept safe. It's a dangerous thing to guarantee payment for someone's debts. Don't do it. A gracious woman will be respected.
But a man must work hard to get rich.
Kindness is rewarded.
But if you are cruel, you hurt yourself. Meanness gets you nowhere.
But goodness is rewarded. Always do the right thing, and you will live.
Keep on doing wrong, and you will die.
The Lord hates sneaky people, but he likes everyone who lives right. You can be sure of this. All crooks will be punished, but God's people won't.
A beautiful woman who acts foolishly is like a gold ring on the snout of a pig.
Good people want what is best.
But troublemakers hope to stir up trouble.
Sometimes you can become rich by being generous, or poor by being greedy. Generosity will be rewarded. Give a cup of water, and you will receive a cup of water in return.
Charge too much for grain, and you will be cursed.
Sell it at a fair price, and you will be praised. Try hard to do right, and you will win friends.
Go looking for trouble, and you will find it. Trust in your wealth, and you will be a failure.
But God's people will prosper like healthy plants.
Fools who cause trouble in the family won't inherit a thing. They will end up as slaves of someone with good sense.
Live right, and you will eat from the life-giving tree. And if you act wisely, others will follow. If good people are rewarded here on this earth, all who are cruel and mean will surely be punished.
Proverbs chapter 12.
To accept correction is wise, to reject it is stupid.
The Lord likes everyone who lives right,
but he punishes everyone who makes evil plans. Sin cannot offer security.
But if you live right, you will be as secure as a tree with deep roots. A helpful wife is a jewel for her husband.
But a shameless wife will make his bones rot.
Good people have kind thoughts.
But you should never trust the advice of someone evil. Bad advice is a deadly trap.
But good advice is like a shield.
Once the wicked are defeated, they are gone forever.
But no one who obeys God will ever be thrown down. Good sense is worthy of praise, but stupidity is a curse. It's better to be ordinary and have only one servant
than to think you are somebody and starve to death.
Good people are kind to their animals, but a mean person is cruel. Hard-working farmers have more than enough food.
Daydreamers are nothing more than stupid fools. An evil person tries to hide behind evil.
Good people are like trees with deep roots.
We trap ourselves by telling lies.
But we stay out of trouble by living right. We are rewarded or punished for what we say and do.
Fools think they know what is best.
But a sensible person listens to advice.
Losing your temper is foolish.
Ignoring an insult is smart. An honest person tells the truth in court.
But a dishonest person tells nothing but lies. Sharp words cut like a sword.
But words of wisdom heal. Truth will last forever.
Lies are soon found out. An evil mind is deceitful.
But gentle thoughts bring happiness. Good people never have trouble.
But troublemakers have more than enough. The Lord hates every liar.
But he is the friend of all who can be trusted. Be sensible, and don't tell everything you know.
Only fools spread foolishness everywhere. Work hard, and you will be a leader. Be lazy, and you will end up a slave. Worry is a heavy burden.
But a kind word always brings cheer. You are better off to do right
than to lose your way by doing wrong. Anyone too lazy to cook will starve.
But a hard worker is a valuable treasure. Follow the road to life, and you won't be bothered by death.
Proverbs chapter 13.
Children with good sense accept correction from their parents, but stubborn children ignore it completely.
You will be well rewarded for saying something kind.
But all some people think about is how to be cruel and mean.
Keep what you know to yourself, and you will be safe.
Talk too much, and you are done for. No matter how much you want, laziness won't help a bit.
But hard work will reward you with more than enough. A good person hates deceit.
But those who are evil cause shame and disgrace.
Live right and you are safe, but sin will destroy you.
Some who have nothing may pretend to be rich, and some who have everything may pretend to be poor. The rich may have to pay a ransom, but the poor don't have that problem.
The lamp of a good person keeps on shining.
The lamp of an evil person soon goes out. Too much pride causes trouble.
Be sensible and take advice.
Money wrongly gotten will disappear bit by bit.
Money earned little by little will grow and grow. Not getting what you want can make you feel sick. But a wish that comes true is a life-giving tree. If you reject God's teaching, you will pay the price. If you obey His commands, you will be rewarded. Sensible instruction is a life-giving fountain that helps you escape all deadly traps. Sound judgment is praised, but people without good sense are on the way to disaster. If you have good sense, you will act sensibly.
But fools act like fools.
Whoever delivers your message can make things better or worse for you.
All who refuse correction will be poor and disgraced.
All who accept correction will be praised. It's a good feeling to get what you want.
But only a stupid fool hates to turn from evil.
Wise friends make you wise.
But you hurt yourself by going around with fools. You are in for trouble if you sin.
But you will be rewarded if you live right. If you obey God, you will have something to leave your grandchildren.
If you don't obey God, those who live right will get what you leave. Even when the land of the poor produces good crops, they get cheated out of what they grow.
If you love your children, you will correct them.
If you don't love them, you won't correct them.
If you live right, you will have plenty to eat.
If you don't live right, you will go away empty.
Proverbs chapter 14.
A woman's family is held together by her wisdom,
but it can be destroyed by her foolishness.
By living right, you show that you respect the Lord.
By being deceitful, you show that you despise Him. Proud fools are punished for their stupid talk.
But sensible talk can save your life.
Without the help of an ox, there can be no crop.
But with a strong ox, a big crop is possible. An honest witness tells the truth.
A dishonest witness tells nothing but lies. Make fun of wisdom and you will never find it.
But if you have understanding, knowledge comes easily.
Stay away from fools or you won't learn a thing. Wise people have enough sense to find their way, but stupid fools get lost. Fools don't care if they're wrong, but God is pleased when people do right.
No one else can really know how sad or happy you are.
The tent of a good person stands longer than the house of someone evil. You may think you are on the right road and still end up dead. Sorrow may hide behind laughter, and happiness may end in sorrow. You harvest what you plant, whether good or bad. Don't be stupid and believe all you hear. Be smart and know where you are headed. Only a stupid fool is never cautious. So be extra careful and stay out of trouble. Fools have quick tempers, and no one likes you if you can't be trusted. Stupidity leads to foolishness. Be smart and learn. The wicked will come crawling to those who obey God. You have no friends if you are poor, but you have lots of friends if you are rich. It's wrong to hate others. but God blesses everyone who is kind to the poor. It's a mistake to make evil plans, but you will have loyal friends if you want to do right. Hard work is worthwhile, but empty talk will make you poor. Wisdom can make you rich, but foolishness leads to more foolishness. An honest witness can save your life, but liars can't be trusted.
If you respect the Lord, you and your children have a strong fortress and a life-giving fountain that keeps you safe from deadly traps. Rulers of powerful nations are held in honor. Rulers of weak nations are nothing at all. It's smart to be patient.
But it's stupid to lose your temper.
It's healthy to be content.
But envy can eat you up. If you mistreat the poor, you insult your Creator.
If you are kind to them, you show Him respect.
In times of trouble, the wicked are destroyed.
But even at death, the innocent have faith. Wisdom is found in the minds of people with good sense, but fools don't know it. Doing right brings honor to a nation.
But sin brings disgrace. Kings reward servants who act wisely, but they punish those who act foolishly.
Proverbs chapter 15.
A kind answer soothes angry feelings, but harsh words stir them up. Words of wisdom come from the wise,
but fools speak foolishness.
The Lord sees everything, whether good or bad. Kind words are good medicine.
But deceitful words can really hurt. Don't be a fool and disobey your parents.
Be smart. Accept correction. Good people become wealthy.
But those who are evil will lose what they have.
Words of wisdom make good sense.
The thoughts of a fool make no sense at all. The Lord is disgusted by gifts from the wicked.
But it makes Him happy when His people pray. The Lord is disgusted with all who do wrong, but He loves everyone who does right.
If you turn from the right way, you will be punished. If you refuse correction, you will die. If the Lord can see everything in the world of the dead, He can see in our hearts. Those who sneer at others don't like to be corrected, and they won't ask help from someone with sense.
Happiness makes you smile. Sorrow can crush you. Anyone with good sense is eager to learn more.
But fools are hungry for foolishness. The poor have a hard life.
But being content is as good as an endless feast. It's better to obey the Lord and have only a little than to be very rich and terribly confused. A simple meal with love is better than a feast where there is hatred.
Losing your temper causes a lot of trouble.
But staying calm settles arguments.
Being lazy is like walking in a thorn patch.
But everyone who does right walks on a smooth road. Children with good sense make their parents happy.
But foolish children are hateful to them. Stupidity brings happiness to senseless fools.
But everyone with good sense follows the straight path. Without good advice, everything goes wrong. It takes careful planning for things to go right. Giving the right answer at the right time makes everyone happy. All who are wise follow a road that leads upward to life and away from death.
The Lord destroys the homes of those who are proud, but He protects the property of widows. The Lord hates evil thoughts,
but kind words please Him.
Being greedy causes trouble for your family,
but you protect yourself by refusing bribes. Good people think before they answer,
but the wicked speak evil without ever thinking. The Lord never even hears the prayers of the wicked,
but He answers the prayers of all who obey Him. A friendly smile makes you happy, and good news makes you feel strong. Healthy correction is good, and if you accept it, you will be wise. You hurt only yourself by rejecting instruction, but it makes good sense to accept it. Showing respect to the Lord will make you wise, and being humble will bring honor to you.
Proverbs chapter 16.
We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. We may think we know what is right, but the Lord is the judge of our motives. Share your plans with the Lord, and you will succeed. The Lord has a reason for everything he does, and he lets evil people live only to be punished. The Lord doesn't like anyone who is conceited. You can be sure they will be punished. If we truly love God, our sins will be forgiven. If we show him respect, we will keep away from sin. When we please the Lord, even our enemies make friends with us. It's better to be honest and poor than to be dishonest and rich. We make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. Rulers speak with authority and are never wrong. The Lord doesn't like it when we cheat in business. Justice makes rulers powerful. They should hate evil and like honesty and truth. An angry ruler can put you to death, so be wise. Don't make one angry. When a ruler is happy and pleased with you, it's like refreshing rain, and you will live. It's much better to be wise and sensible than to be rich. God's people avoid evil ways, and they protect themselves by watching where they go. Too much pride will destroy you. You're better off to be humble and poor than to get rich from what you take by force. If you know what you're doing, you will prosper. God blesses everyone who trusts him. Good judgment proves that you are wise, and if you speak kindly, you can teach others. Good sense is a fountain that gives life, but fools are punished by their foolishness. You can persuade others if you are wise and speak sensibly. Kind words are like honey. They cheer you up and make you feel strong.
Sometimes what seems right is really a road to death. The hungrier you are, the harder you work. Worthless people plan trouble. Even their words burn like a flaming fire. Gossip is no good. It causes hard feelings and comes between friends. Don't trust violent people. They will mislead you to do the wrong thing. When someone winks or grins behind your back, trouble is on the way.
Gray hair is a glorious crown worn by those who have lived right. Controlling your temper is better than being a hero who captures a city. We make our own decisions, but the Lord alone determines what happens.
Proverbs chapter 17.
A dry crust of bread eaten in peace and quiet is better than a feast eaten where everyone argues. A hard-working slave will be placed in charge of a no-good child, and that slave will be given the same inheritance that each child receives. Silver and gold are tested by flames of fire. Our thoughts are tested by the Lord.
Troublemakers listen to troublemakers, and liars listen to liars. By insulting the poor, you insult your Creator. You will be punished if you make fun of someone in trouble.
Grandparents are proud of their grandchildren, and children should be proud of their parents.
It sounds strange for a fool to talk sensibly, but it's even worse for a ruler to tell lies. A bribe works miracles like a magic charm that brings good luck. You will keep your friends if you forgive them, but you will lose your friends if you keep talking about what they did wrong. A sensible person accepts correction, but you can't beat sense into a fool. Cruel people want to rebel, and so vicious attackers will be sent against them. A bear robbed of her cubs is far less dangerous than a stubborn fool. You will always have trouble if you are mean to those who are good to you. The start of an argument is like a water leak, so stop it before real trouble breaks out. The Lord doesn't like those who defend the guilty or condemn the innocent. Why should fools have money for an education when they refuse to learn?
A friend is always a friend, and relatives are born to share our troubles.
It's stupid to guarantee someone else's loan. The wicked and the proud love trouble and keep begging to be hurt. Dishonesty does you no good, and telling lies will get you in trouble. It's never pleasant to be the parent of a fool and have nothing but pain.
If you are cheerful, you feel good.
If you are sad, you hurt all over. Crooks accept secret bribes to keep justice from being done.
Anyone with wisdom knows what makes good sense.
But fools can never make up their minds. Foolish children bring sorrow to their father and pain to their mother. It isn't fair to punish the innocent and those who do right.
It makes a lot of sense to be a person of few words and to stay calm. Even fools seem smart when they are quiet.
Proverbs chapter 18.
It's selfish and stupid to think only of yourself and to sneer at people who have sense. Fools have no desire to learn. They would much rather give their own opinion. Wrongdoing leads to shame and disgrace.
Words of wisdom are a stream that flows from a deep fountain.
It's wrong to favor the guilty and keep the innocent from getting justice. Foolish talk will get you into a lot of trouble. Saying foolish things is like setting a trap to destroy yourself. There's nothing so delicious as the taste of gossip. It melts in your mouth. Being lazy is no different from being a troublemaker.
The Lord is a mighty tower where his people can run for safety.
The rich think their money is a wall of protection.
Pride leads to destruction. Humility leads to honor. It's stupid and embarrassing to give an answer before you listen. Being cheerful helps when we are sick, but nothing helps when we give up. Everyone with good sense wants to learn. A gift will get you in to see anyone. You may think you have won your case in court until your opponent speaks. Drawing straws is one way to settle a difficult case.
Making up with a friend you have offended is harder than breaking through a city wall. Make your words good. You will be glad you did. Words can bring death or life. Talk too much and you will eat everything you say.
A man's greatest treasure is his wife. She is a gift from the Lord.
The poor must beg for help, but the rich can give a harsh reply. Some friends don't help.
But a true friend is closer than your own family.
Proverbs chapter 19.
It's better to be poor and live right than to be a stupid liar. Willingness and stupidity don't go well together. If you are too eager, you will miss the road. We are ruined by our own stupidity, though we blame the Lord. The rich have many friends, the poor have none. Dishonest witnesses and liars won't escape punishment. Everyone tries to be friends of those who can help them. If you are poor, your own relatives reject you, and your friends are worse. When you really need them, they are not there. Do yourself a favor by having good sense. You'll be glad you did. dishonest witnesses and liars will be destroyed. It isn't right for a fool to live in luxury or for a slave to rule in place of a king.
It's wise to be patient and show what you are like by forgiving others. An angry king roars like a lion, but when a king is pleased, it's like dew on the crops.
A foolish son brings disgrace to his father. A nagging wife goes on and on like the drip, drip, drip of the rain.
You may inherit all you own from your parents, but a sensible wife is a gift from the Lord.
If you are lazy and sleep your time away, you will starve.
Obey the Lord's teachings and you will live. Disobey and you will die. Caring for the poor is lending to the Lord, and you will be well repaid. Correct your children before it's too late. If you don't punish them, you are destroying them.
People with bad tempers are always in trouble, and they need help over and over again.
Pay attention to advice and accept correction so you can live sensibly. We may make a lot of plans, but the Lord will do what He has decided. What matters most is loyalty. It's better to be poor than to be a liar. Showing respect to the Lord brings true life. If you do it, you can relax without fear of danger.
Some people are too lazy to lift a hand to feed themselves. Stupid fools learn good sense by seeing others punished. A sensible person learns by being corrected. Children who bring disgrace rob their father and chase their mother away. If you stop learning, you will forget what you already know. A lying witness makes fun of the court system, and criminals think crime is really delicious. Every stupid fool is just waiting to be punished.
Proverbs chapter 20.
It isn't smart to get drunk. Drinking makes a fool of you and leads to fights. An angry ruler is like a roaring lion. Make either one angry, and you are dead. It makes you look good when you avoid a fight. Only fools love to quarrel. If you are too lazy to plow, don't expect a harvest.
Someone's thoughts may be as deep as the ocean, but if you are smart, you will discover them. There are many who say, "You can trust me," but can they be trusted? Good people live right, and God blesses the children who follow their example. When rulers decide cases, they weigh the evidence. Can any of us really say, "My thoughts are pure and my sins are gone"? Two things the Lord hates are dishonest scales and dishonest measures. The good or bad that children do shows what they are like. Hearing and seeing are gifts from the Lord.
If you sleep all the time, you will starve. If you get up and work, you will have enough food. Everyone likes to brag about getting a bargain.
Sensible words are better than gold or jewels.
You deserve to lose your coat if you loan it to someone to guarantee payment for the debt of a stranger. The food you get by cheating may taste delicious, but it turns to gravel. Be sure you have sound advice before making plans or starting a war. Stay away from gossips. They tell everything. Children who curse their parents will go to the land of darkness long before their time. Getting rich quick may turn out to be a curse. Don't try to get even. Trust the Lord, and He will help you. The Lord hates dishonest scales and dishonest weights, so don't cheat. How can we know what will happen to us when the Lord alone decides? Don't fall into the trap of making promises to God before you think.
A wise ruler severely punishes every criminal. Our inner thoughts are a lamp from the Lord, and they search our hearts. Rulers are protected by God's mercy and loyalty, but they must be merciful for their kingdoms to last. Young people take pride in their strength, but the gray hairs of wisdom are even more beautiful. A severe beating can knock all of the evil out of you.
Proverbs chapter 21.
The Lord controls rulers, just as he determines the course of rivers. We may think we are doing the right thing, but the Lord always knows what is in our hearts. Doing what is right and fair pleases the Lord more than an offering.
Evil people are proud and arrogant, but sin is the only crop they produce. If you plan and work hard, you will have plenty. If you get in a hurry, you will end up poor. Cheating to get rich is a foolish dream, and no less than suicide. You destroy yourself by being cruel and violent and refusing to live right. All crooks are liars.
But anyone who is innocent will do right.
It's better to stay outside on the roof of your house than to live inside with a nagging wife. Evil people want to do wrong, even to their friends. An ignorant fool learns by seeing others punished.
A sensible person learns by being instructed. God is always fair. He knows what the wicked do and will punish them.
If you won't help the poor, don't expect to be heard when you cry out for help. A secret bribe will save you from someone's fierce anger.
When justice is done, good citizens are glad and crooks are terrified.
If you stop using good sense, you will find yourself in the grave. Heavy drinkers and others who live only for pleasure will lose all they have. God's people will escape, but all who are wicked will pay the price. It's better out in the desert than at home with a nagging, complaining wife. Be sensible and store up precious treasures. Don't waste them like a fool.
If you try to be kind and good, you will be blessed with life and goodness and honor. One wise person can defeat a city full of soldiers and capture their fortress. Watching what you say can save you a lot of trouble.
If you are proud and conceited, everyone will say you're a snob. If you want too much and are too lazy to work, it could be fatal. But people who obey God are always generous. The Lord despises the offerings of wicked people with evil motives. If you tell lies in court, you are done for. Only a reliable witness can do the job. Wicked people bluff their way, but God's people think before they take a step. No matter how much you know or what plans you make, you can't defeat the Lord. Even if your army has horses ready for battle, the Lord will always win.
Proverbs chapter 22.
A good reputation and respect are worth much more than silver and gold. The rich and the poor are all created by the Lord. When you see trouble coming, don't be stupid and walk right into it. Be smart and hide. Respect and serve the Lord. Your reward will be wealth, a long life and honor. Crooks walk down a road full of thorny traps. Stay away from there. Teach your children right from wrong, and when they are grown, they will still do right.
The poor are ruled by the rich, and those who borrow are slaves of moneylenders. Troublemakers get in trouble, and their terrible anger will get them nowhere.
The Lord blesses everyone who freely gives food to the poor.
Arguments and fights will come to an end if you chase away those who insult others.
The king is the friend of all who are sincere and speak with kindness. The Lord watches over everyone who shows good sense, but he frustrates the plans of deceitful liars.
Don't be so lazy that you say, "If I go to work, a lion will eat me." The words of a bad woman are like a deep pit. If you make the Lord angry, you will fall right in. All children are foolish, but firm correction will make them change. Cheat the poor to make profit, or give gifts to the rich. Either way, you lose.
Here are some sayings of people with wisdom, so listen carefully as I teach. You will be glad that you know these sayings and can recite them. I am teaching them today so that you may trust the Lord. I have written 30 sayings filled with sound advice. You can trust them completely to give you the right words for those in charge of you.
Don't take advantage of the poor or cheat them in court. The Lord is their defender, and what you do to them, he will do to you. Don't make friends with anyone who has a bad temper. You might turn out like them and get caught in a trap. Don't guarantee to pay someone else's debt. If you don't have the money, you might lose your bed. Don't move a boundary marker set up by your ancestors.
If you do your job well, you will work for a ruler and never be a slave.
Proverbs chapter 23.
When you are invited to eat with a king, use your best manners. Don't go and stuff yourself. That would be just the same as cutting your throat. Don't be greedy for all of that fancy food. It may not be so tasty. Give up trying so hard to get rich. Your money flies away before you know it, just like an eagle suddenly taking off. Don't accept an invitation to eat a selfish person's food, no matter how good it is. People like that take note of how much you eat. They say, "Take all you want," but they don't mean it. Each bite will come back up and all your kind words will be wasted. Don't talk to fools. They will just make fun. Don't move a boundary marker or take the land that belongs to orphans. God all-powerful is there to defend them against you. Listen to instruction and do your best to learn. Don't fail to correct your children. You won't kill them by being firm, and it may even save their lives.
My children, if you show good sense, I will be happy. And if you are truthful, I will really be glad. Don't be jealous of sinners, but always honor the Lord. Then you will truly have hope for the future. Listen to me, my children. Be wise and have enough sense to follow the right path. Don't be a heavy drinker or stuff yourself with food. It will make you feel drowsy, and you will end up poor with only rags to wear. Pay attention to your father, and don't neglect your mother when she grows old. Invest in truth and wisdom, discipline and good sense, and don't part with them. Make your father truly happy by living right and showing sound judgment. Make your parents proud, especially your mother. My son, pay close attention and gladly follow my example. Bad women and unfaithful wives are like a deep pit. They are waiting to attack you, like a gang of robbers with victim after victim.
Who is always in trouble? Who argues and fights? Who has cuts and bruises? Whose eyes are red? Everyone who stays up late having just one more drink. Don't even look at that colorful stuff bubbling up in the glass. It goes down so easily, but later it bites like a poisonous snake. You will see weird things, and your mind will play tricks on you. You will feel tossed about like someone trying to sleep on a ship in a storm. You will be bruised all over without even remembering how it all happened. And you will lie awake asking, "When will morning come so I can drink some more?"
Proverbs chapter 24.
Don't be jealous of crooks or want to be their friends. All they think about and talk about is violence and cruelty.
Use wisdom and understanding to establish your home. Let good sense fill the rooms with priceless treasures. Wisdom brings strength, and knowledge gives power. Battles are won by listening to advice and making a lot of plans.
Wisdom is too much for fools. Their advice is no good. No one but troublemakers think up trouble. Everyone hates senseless fools who think up ways to sin. Don't give up and be helpless in times of trouble. Don't fail to rescue those who are doomed to die. Don't say, "I didn't know it." God can read your mind. He watches each of us and knows our thoughts. And God will pay us back for what we do.
Honey is good for you, my children, and it tastes sweet. Wisdom is like honey for your life. If you find it, your future is bright.
Don't be a cruel person who attacks good people and hurts their families. Even if good people fall 7 times, they will get back up. But when trouble strikes the wicked, that's the end of them. Don't be happy to see your enemies trip and fall down. The Lord will find out and be unhappy, then He will stop being angry with them. Don't let evil people worry you or make you jealous. They will soon be gone like the flame of a lamp that burns out.
My children, you must respect the Lord and the King, and you must not make friends with anyone who rebels against either of them. Who knows what sudden disaster the Lord or a ruler might bring? Here are some more sayings that make good sense. When you judge, you must be fair. If you let the guilty go free, people of all nations will hate and curse you. But if you punish the guilty, things will go well for you, and you will prosper. Giving an honest answer is a sign of true friendship. Get your fields ready, and plant your crops before starting a home. Don't accuse anyone who isn't guilty. Don't ever tell a lie or say to someone, "I'll get even with you." I once walked by the field in the vineyard of a lazy fool. Thorns and weeds were everywhere, and the stone wall had fallen down. When I saw this, it taught me a lesson. Sleep a little, doze a little, fold your hands and twiddle your thumbs. Suddenly, poverty hits you, and everything is gone.
Proverbs chapter 25.
Here are more of Solomon's Proverbs. They were copied by the officials of King Hezekiah of Judah. God is praised for being mysterious. Rulers are praised for explaining mysteries. Who can fully understand the thoughts of a ruler? They reach beyond the sky and go deep in the earth. Silver must be purified before it can be used to make something of value. Evil people must be removed before anyone can rule with justice. Don't try to seem important in the court of a ruler. It's better for the ruler to give you a high position than for you to be embarrassed in front of royal officials. Be sure you are right before you sue someone, or you might lose your case and be embarrassed. When you and someone else can't get along, don't gossip about it. Others will find out, and your reputation will then be ruined.
The right word at the right time is like precious gold set in silver. Listening to good advice is worth much more than jewelry made of gold. A messenger you can trust is just as refreshing as cool water in summer.
Broken promises are worse than rain clouds that don't bring rain. Patience and gentle talk can convince a ruler and overcome any problem. Eating too much honey can make you sick. Don't visit friends too often, or they will get tired of it and start hating you. Telling lies about friends is like attacking them with clubs and swords and sharp arrows. A friend you can't trust in times of trouble is like having a toothache or a sore foot. Singing to someone in deep sorrow is like pouring vinegar in an open cut. If your enemies are hungry, give them something to eat. And if they are thirsty, give them something to drink. This will be the same as piling burning coals on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. As surely as rain blows in from the north, anger is caused by cruel words. It's better to stay outside on the roof of your house than to live inside with a nagging wife. Good news from far away refreshes like cold water when you are thirsty. When a good person gives in to the wicked, it's like dumping garbage in a stream of clear water. Don't eat too much honey or always want praise. Losing self-control leaves you as helpless as a city without a wall.
Proverbs chapter 26.
Expecting snow in summer and rain in the dry season makes more sense than honoring a fool. A curse you don't deserve will take wings and fly away like a sparrow or a swallow. Horses and donkeys must be beaten and bridled, and so must fools. Don't make a fool of yourself by answering a fool, but if you answer any fools, show how foolish they are, so they won't feel smart. Sending a message by a fool is like chopping off your foot and drinking poison. A fool with words of wisdom is like an athlete with legs that can't move. Are you going to honor a fool? Why not shoot a slingshot with the rock tied tight? A thorn bush waved around in the hand of a drunkard is no worse than a proverb in the mouth of a fool. It's no smarter to shoot arrows at every passer-by than it is to hire a bunch of worthless nobodies. Dogs return to eat their vomit, just as fools repeat their foolishness. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who says, "I'm really smart." Don't be lazy and keep saying, "There's a lion outside." A door turns on its hinges, but a lazy person just turns over in bed. Some of us are so lazy that we won't lift a hand to feed ourselves. A lazy person says, "I am smarter than everyone else." It's better to take hold of a mad dog by the ears than to take part in someone else's argument. It's no crazier to shoot sharp and flaming arrows than to cheat someone and say, "I was only fooling." Where there is no fuel, a fire goes out. Where there is no gossip, arguments come to an end. Troublemakers start trouble just as sparks and fuel start a fire. There is nothing so delicious as the taste of gossip. It melts in your mouth. Hiding hateful thoughts behind smooth talk is like coating a clay pot with a cheap glaze. The pleasant talk of an enemy hides more evil plans than can be counted, so don't believe a word. Everyone will see through those evil plans. If you dig a pit, you will fall in. If you start a stone rolling, it will roll back on you. Watch out for anyone who tells lies and flatters. They are out to get you.
Proverbs chapter 27.
Don't brag about tomorrow. Each day brings its own surprises. Don't brag about yourself. Let others praise you. Stones and sand are heavy, but trouble caused by a fool is a much heavier load. An angry person is dangerous, but a jealous person is even worse. A truly good friend will openly correct you. You can trust a friend who corrects you, but kisses from an enemy are nothing but lies. If you have had enough to eat, honey doesn't taste good. But if you are really hungry, you will eat anything. When you are far from home, you feel like a bird without a nest. The sweet smell of incense can make you feel good, but true friendship is better still. Don't desert an old friend of your family, or visit your relatives when you are in trouble. A friend nearby is better than relatives far away.
My child, show good sense. Then I will be happy and able to answer anyone who criticizes me.
Be cautious and hide when you see danger. Don't be stupid and walk right into trouble. Don't loan money to a stranger unless you are given something to guarantee payment. A loud greeting early in the morning is the same as a curse. The steady dripping of rain and the nagging of a wife are one and the same. It's easier to catch the wind or hold olive oil in your hand than to stop a nagging wife.
Just as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen the minds of each other. Take care of a tree, and you will eat its fruit. Look after your master, and you will be praised. You see your face in a mirror, and your thoughts in the minds of others.
Death and the grave are never satisfied. And neither are we. Gold and silver are tested in a red-hot furnace, but we are tested by praise. No matter how hard you beat a fool, you can't pound out the foolishness. You should take good care of your sheep and goats, because wealth and honor don't last forever.
After the hay is cut and the new growth appears and the harvest is over, you can sell lambs and goats to buy clothes and land. From the milk of the goats, you can make enough cheese to feed your family and all your servants.
Proverbs chapter 28.
Wicked people run away when no one chases them, but those who live right are as brave as lions. In time of civil war, there are many leaders, but a sensible leader restores law and order. When someone poor takes over and mistreats the poor, it's like a heavy rain destroying the crops. Lawbreakers praise criminals, but law-abiding citizens always oppose them. Criminals don't know what justice means. But all who respect the Lord understand it completely. It's better to be poor and live right than to be rich and dishonest. It makes good sense to obey the law of God. But you disgrace your parents if you make friends with worthless nobodies. If you make money by charging high interest rates, you will lose it all to someone who cares for the poor. God cannot stand the prayers of anyone who disobeys His law. By leading good people to sin, you dig a pit for yourself. But all who live right will have a bright future. The rich think highly of themselves, but anyone poor and sensible sees right through them. When an honest person wins, it's time to celebrate. When crooks are in control, it's best to hide. If you don't confess your sins, you will be a failure. But God will be merciful if you confess your sins and give them up. The Lord blesses everyone who is afraid to do evil. But if you are cruel, you will end up in trouble. A ruler who mistreats the poor is like a roaring lion or a bear hunting for food. A heartless leader is a fool, but anyone who refuses to get rich by cheating others will live a long time. Don't give help to murderers. Make them stay on the run for as long as they live. Honesty will keep you safe, but everyone who is crooked will suddenly fall. Work hard and you will have a lot of food. Waste time and you will have a lot of trouble. God blesses his loyal people, but punishes all who want to get rich quick. It isn't right to be unfair, but some people can be bribed with only a piece of bread. Don't be selfish and eager to get rich. You will end up worse off than you can imagine. Honest correction is appreciated more than flattery. If you cheat your parents and don't think it's wrong, you are a common thief. Selfish people cause trouble, but you will live a full life if you trust the Lord. Only fools would trust what they alone think. But if you live by wisdom, you will do all right. Giving to the poor will keep you from poverty. But if you close your eyes to their needs, everyone will curse you. When crooks are in control, everyone tries to hide. But when they lose power, good people are everywhere.
Proverbs chapter 29.
If you keep being stubborn after many warnings, you will suddenly discover you have gone too far. When justice rules a nation, everyone is glad. When injustice rules, everyone groans. If you love wisdom, your parents will be glad. But chasing after bad women will cost you everything. An honest ruler makes the nation strong. A ruler who takes bribes will bring it to ruin. Flattery is nothing less than setting a trap. Your sins will catch you, but everyone who lives right will sing and celebrate. The wicked don't care about the rights of the poor, but good people do. Sneering at others is a spark that sets a city on fire. Using good sense can put out the flames of anger. Be wise and don't sue a fool. You won't get satisfaction, because all the fool will do is sneer and shout. A murderer hates everyone who is honest and lives right. Don't be a fool and quickly lose your temper. Be sensible and patient. A ruler who listens to lies will have corrupt officials. The poor and all who abuse them must each depend on God for light. Kings who are fair to the poor will rule forever. Correct your children, and they will be wise. Children out of control disgrace their mothers. Crime increases when crooks are in power, but law-abiding citizens will see them fall. If you correct your children, they will bring you peace and happiness. Without guidance from God, law and order disappear, but God blesses everyone who obeys his law. Even when servants are smart, it takes more than words to make them obey. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. Slaves that you treat kindly from their childhood will cause you sorrow. A person with a quick temper stirs up arguments and commits a lot of sins. Too much pride brings disgrace. Humility leads to honor. If you take part in a crime, you are your worst enemy, because even under oath, you can't tell the truth. Don't fall into the trap of being a coward. Trust the Lord, and you will be safe. Many try to make friends with a ruler, but justice comes from the Lord. Good people and criminals can't stand each other.
Proverbs chapter 30. These are the sayings and the message of Agur, son of Jacob.
Someone cries out to God, "I am completely worn out. How can I last? I am far too stupid to be considered human. I never was wise, and I don't understand what God is like." Has anyone gone up to heaven and come back down? Has anyone grabbed hold of the wind? Has anyone wrapped up the sea or marked out boundaries for the earth? If you know of any who have done such things, then tell me their names and their children's names. Everything God says is true, and it's a shield for all who come to Him for safety. Don't change what God has said. He will correct you and show that you are a liar. There are two things, Lord, I want you to do for me before I die. Make me absolutely honest, and don't let me be too poor or too rich. Give me just what I need. If I have too much to eat, I might forget about you. If I don't have enough, I might steal and disgrace your name. Don't tell a slave owner something bad about one of the slaves. That slave will curse you and you will be in trouble. Some people curse their father and even their mother. Others think they are perfect, but they are stained by sin. Some people are stuck up and act like snobs. Others are so greedy that they gobble down the poor and homeless. Greed has twins, each named Give Me. There are three or four things that are never satisfied: the world of the dead and a childless wife, the thirsty earth and a flaming fire. Don't make fun of your father or disobey your mother. Crows will peck out your eyes and buzzards will eat the rest of you. There are three or four things I cannot understand: how eagles fly so high or snakes crawl on rocks, how ships sail the ocean or people fall in love. An unfaithful wife says, sleeping with another man is as natural as eating. There are three or four things that make the earth tremble and are unbearable: a slave who becomes king, a fool who eats too much, a hateful woman who finds a husband, and a slave who takes the place of the woman who owns her. On this earth, four things are small but very wise: ants, who seem to be feeble but store up food all summer long; badgers, who seem to be weak but live among the rocks; locusts, who have no king but march like an army; lizards, which can be caught in your hand but sneak into palaces. Three or four creatures really strut around: those fearless lions who rule the jungle, those proud roosters, those mountain goats, and those rulers who have no enemies. If you are foolishly bragging or planning something evil, then stop it now. If you churn milk, you get butter. If you pound on your nose, you get blood. And if you stay angry, you get in trouble.
Proverbs chapter 31. These are the sayings that King Lemuel of Massa was taught by his mother.
My son Lemuel, you were born in answer to my prayers, so listen carefully. Don't waste your life chasing after women. This has ruined many kings. Kings and leaders should not get drunk or even want to drink. Drinking makes you forget your responsibilities and you mistreat the poor. Beer and wine are only for the dying or for those who have lost all hope. Let them drink and forget how poor and miserable they feel. But you must defend those who are helpless and have no hope. Be fair and give justice to the poor and homeless. A truly good wife is the most precious treasure a man can find. Her husband depends on her, and she never lets him down. She is good to him every day of her life, and with her own hands she gladly makes clothes. She is like a sailing ship that brings food from across the sea. She gets up before daylight to prepare food for her family and for her servants. She knows how to buy land and how to plant a vineyard, and she always works hard. She knows when to buy or sell, and she stays busy until late at night. She spins her own cloth, and she helps the poor and the needy. Her family has warm clothing, and so she doesn't worry when it snows. She does her own sewing, and everything she wears is beautiful. Her husband is a well-known and respected leader in the city. She makes clothes to sell to the shop owners. She is strong and graceful, as well as cheerful about the future. Her words are sensible, and her advice is thoughtful. She takes good care of her family and is never lazy. Her children praise her, and with great pride, her husband says, "There are many good women, but you are the best." Charm can be deceiving, and beauty fades away. But a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. Show her respect. Praise her in public for what she has done.